Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzo G just making a video about women are evil. Well, let's go! Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are well and are kicking ass. Yes, in case you haven't noticed, women are fucking murderers. They love killing children and anything smaller like them, you know? So I was like, fun times indeed. Yeah, women had this fucking idea for a very, very long time. Look at this fucking prostitute. It says the most versatile thing that the large family does to one of its infants members is to kill it. And that's from Margaret Sanger, whatever, Planned Parenthood founder. Yeah, wasn't Planned Parenthood meant to fucking kill niggers? But now they just said, fuck it, let's kill everybody. Well, fuck it, right? At least they're equal fucking opportunity fucking monsters, right? But it is what it is, friends. Don't worry, I got clips of more fucking psychotic women doing fucking murderous shit. Don't think that Lindsay Clancy's the only fucking whore. There's more. Let me bring it up.
Woman living her own worst nightmare. That's how one of the defense attorneys representing a Durham mother describes her case.
Andrea Faust is accused of killing her 3-year-old son and trying to kill her 23-month-old child in February.
Yes, friends, you got more women killing bitches. This fucking whore is a North Carolina woman who killed her 3-year-old son and attempted to kill her 2-year-old son, is now pleading not guilty by reason of insanity. Yeah, what a dumb fucking bitch. Her attorney says that she had a mental break with reality due to postpartum psychosis, just like Lindsay Clancy. Yeah, it's fucking stupid shit, isn't it, friends? But it is what it is, friends, so let's continue.
Plans to plead not guilty by reasons of insanity. WRL's Sean Gallagher has been following this case. He joins us live. Sean, we should mention Faust's defense says that this case is eerily similar to a national case, the Lindsay Clancy case out of Massachusetts, that's making big headlines.
You know what? I bet this has been happening for years upon years upon years. It's just that right now, like, everything's falling apart. People don't fucking cover this shit. Well, now they're covering it because there's nothing, you know, keeping things under suppression or whatever you want to call it. Yeah, so now you're going to see everybody's fucking bullshit. Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking stupid shit. But yet you want these women to be running around fucking, have all these fucking control over the positions of power or whatnot. This is the shit that's going to happen, friends. Yeah, imagine if a woman fucking becomes president. Oh yeah, you had Margaret Thatcher. But, does fucking England have nukes? Maybe, I don't even know. Does it matter? No, it doesn't. Because women are trying to take over the world and look what's happening. So, yeah, if you want to save the world, you gotta slap a bitch. Just saying.
Yeah, that's right, Dan. She said exactly that these are eerily similar, and you can see why when you see that case in Massachusetts where Lindsay Clancy is accused of killing her 3 children. But here in Durham, The attorney for Andrea Faust hopes that this case will demonstrate how to properly treat and rehabilitate a woman who's going through her worst nightmare.
Oh, you're going to rehabilitate this chick, huh? Well, I guess everybody deserves a second chance, right? Even murderers. Yes. Would you want to be with this fucking chick? Oh, but let's put this fucking question instead. Who would you rather have taking care of your children? A fucking pedophile or this fucking murderous bitch? Who do you think is going to take care of your children more? A pedophile or this chick? I don't know, but let's continue.
The attorney for Andrea Faust tells me the headlines read like a postpartum psychosis case. But after meeting with Faust for the first time, attorney Nicole Golinski tells me in a statement, I knew this was a not guilty by reason of insanity.
Gee, ain't that funny? Because a woman killed these kids, they're being sympathetic towards her and all this bullshit. But if it was the fucking man that killed these kids, oh no, he's a monster. Kill him! Kill him! But because the woman, they go, oh no, she's suffering from postpartum psychosis. Oh, let's protect her. Oh, poor baby. So fucking stupid. No, if you fucking kill somebody, it shouldn't matter the fucking your gender or whatever. You're a murderer, you're a fucking murderer. But no, the power of pussy compels you. Enjoy.
The psychosis case. Faust was initially found.
Gee, this fucking chick is fucking ugly. Yeah, the guy that fucked this bitch is a thirsty ass motherfucker. And now he's kicking himself in the fucking ass because this bitch, because of your thirstiness, killed your fucking children. Yes, friends, you gotta be careful you stick your fucking dick in. You fuck crazy and you get crazy results. This is what happens, friends. Yes, friends, fucking most women, if not all of them, are insane. Just some are worse than others. Oh yes, welcome to fucking our great world that we have. Oh, so fun, great time to be alive, but it is what it is. Let's continue.
I'm incapable to go to trial in March, but that was reversed in May according to court documents. Now she'll undergo another mental health evaluation for her not guilty by reason of insanity plea.
That's just fucking crazy that women, they get a hall pass at murdering fucking people, even fucking kids. Kids can't defend themselves. What the fuck? Just like fucking people from India attacking children, you fucking whores, you stupid worthless ass bitches. Oh, maybe if fucking men start identifying as men, as women, they go around murdering people, maybe they'll get a hall pass too. Ideas percolating. No, I'm not gonna fucking murder people like that. That's some bullshit. I'll just wait for the Civil War and then I go fucking start taking fucking names. Oh yes, friends. Shit's fucking happening. I wonder why. Enjoy.
It is a defense that is easily made.
Oh, here's another fucking problem. A nigger lawyer. These motherfuckers have in-group preference. You think they're gonna fucking side on fucking justice? Fuck these assholes. Remember Anthony Camello? The shit they're fucking doing with that fucking bullshit? No, niggers shouldn't be lawyers. Just an opinion. But remember, friends, this is for entertainment purposes only. These are my delusionals. So, let's continue.
But very difficult to prove.
NC Central Law Professor Irving Joyner explained what's needed to prove this kind of plea.
It means that they have lost control.
Gee, I guess everyone's insane then, because nobody's in control of this motherfucker, is there, right? Fuck, it's just the times that we live in, friends. Now you know why shit's fucking popping off? Enjoy!
Of their mental faculties such that they don't understand right from wrong. Well, a lot of people are skeptical of it, and well, they should be.
Well, I'm skeptical every time you shit stabbers always open those dick holsters of yours. So, yeah, anything comes out of that shithole in your mouth, fucking, you gotta take that with a huge grain of salt. So, fuck you, nigger. But let's continue.
And the burden is on the defendant to establish with a high level of evidence.
Well, no shit, Uncle Ruckus. You think I don't fucking know that type of shit, you fucking asshole? You think you need a fucking degree to know that, you fucking idiot? Yes, this is fucking bullshit. But because she's a woman, most likely she'll get away with it because of pussy. Yes, I don't need a fucking nigger with some fake ass degree to tell me that shit. But let's continue.
That they had no control over their actions. They didn't understand what it was that they were doing. They didn't know what was going on at the time.
Yes, that's why they're gonna try to use their hormonal imbalance as a fucking defense. But guess what? You do that shit, and it's gonna prove that women are nothing but fucking unstable creatures, that they're fucking a slave to their biology. Yes, because they let their fucking hormones run amok, and they kill people. So guess what? That just says that women don't deserve no rights. So thank you, Uncle Ruckus. Fuck you, women! That's what you get for being stupid. Enjoy!
And if a plea like this is accepted, Joyner tells me this doesn't mean that Faust would just walk free. She would still be under the care of a medical professional that would evaluate.
Yeah, they're gonna stick her in a fucking place where she can't hurt nobody. Yeah, so she's gonna be wearing all this fucking Nerf gear. Yeah, like a fucking mongoloid. Yes, women are fucking retarded. Yes, look at the shit that they fucking do. But remember, you wanna fuck women, that's why you tolerate their bullshit. But no, we're not going to tolerate women's bullshit anymore. Once we fucking put them under their thumb, then maybe we'll let them fucking get more rights. But right now, at this point in time, they're just showing you they deserve nothing. But let's continue.
Her. And if she was deemed to not be a threat to herself or the public, then that would go in front of a judge to determine if she could be let free. But
Yeah, friends, they probably let her out next week and she'll be around to kill fucking again. Yeah, I'm sure there's more kids around. Fucking A. Just like Mike Tyson. I'm gonna eat your children. Enjoy.
Weiner tells me that could take a long time, anywhere from a few years all the way until forever, honestly.
Oh, she's gonna be locked there forever, honestly. That is so fucking stupid. Fucking locking up somebody for the rest of their life. Yeah, if it's gonna be like that, why don't you just kill them? Yeah, it's so fucking better, more humane. Yeah, locking them up fucking in a small little room forever and ever. Nah, that's just fucking cruel and inhumane. Yes, just kill them. It's cheaper in the long run. But no, people fucking want to leave all these stupid, insane people around. Yeah, what are you going to do with these insane people, really? Just lock them up? And just, that's so stupid. At least put them into war. Give them a gun and say, here, kill the enemy. Yeah, I always believe in repurposing things. Yeah, don't just fucking have it right there just rotting away. But what the fuck do I know? I'm just a stupid wetback. Yes, the world is so fucking shitty. No, we gotta fucking take care of this shit. We gotta get rid of fucking minorities, all these stupid immigrants, take women's rights away. We gotta kick all the Jews out of our fucking countries and fucking tell these motherfuckers, go eat a dick. Yes, once that shit gets done, then we could heal the world. We just gotta kill so many fucking worthless pieces of shit. It is what it is, friends. You just gotta be strong and endure this bullshit. I don't like it either, but we gotta wait until more people get into the wavelength and they get into this fucking state of mind. Once everybody or enough people get into the state of mind, then we can start doing things. But not before, friends. It's gonna take probably 5-10 years. And that's me being optimistic. So yes, friends, be strong. Don't let these cocksuckers win. Endure. And I'll see you on the other side, friends. Goodbye.
Look at this one. This is how you know where the funding is coming from. Is it okay if I put this on?
Yeah, you should.
That's like double blasphemous. I'll purchase it. Are you a fan of Donald Trump?
People in Israel very like Trump. Trump, it's have a family Jewish. No Trump, kill Israel. Trump and nope. Bibi together, it's a
making
perfect.
How much?
50 shekels.
45 shekels.
I saved you 5 shekels.
Yeah, that was very Israeli of you.
I love you so much because you like Trump.
She said that, not me. Thank you so much.
Love you.
Everyone in Israel, they love Trump?
Of course.
Okay.
Trump is the best Israel.
Would the state of Israel exist without America?
I don't talk about politics. Me, I show the people.
Do you love Donald Trump?
It's my idol. Get this.
I will gift it to you.
Oh my God. You're like an angel from heaven.